We come now to case number 3, which deals with substance abuse. The following simulation is a single encounter. The first voice you hear is that of the examiner. As you listen, notice how the examiner tries to distract the candidate with an uncooperative patient. But the candidate hangs in there and takes the lead. He takes control of the case himself. Let's listen.
Your patient is a 42-year-old white male brought to the emergency department by a friend. The chief complaint is chills and shaking. Blood pressure is 158 over 106, pulse 124, respirations 18, and temperature 99. You may begin managing the case.
As I walk up to this patient, what do I see?
He has a ruddy facial color and is slightly diaphoretic.
What's his name?
John Smith.
Mr. Smith, my name is Dr. Johnson. How are you feeling?
These bugs are crawling all over me.
Mr. Smith, I...
Come on, Joe, let's get out of here. Hey, what's that on the wall?
Is Joe Mr. Smith's friend?
Yes.
I'd like to talk to him. Joe, what's going on here?
I don't know, Doc. I found him like this early this morning, babbling to himself and not making sense. He did say he felt cold and he's been shivering for the past couple of hours. What's wrong with him?
Does he drink, Joe?
Yes, he does, but I've never seen him stone drunk.
I'd like to examine the patient now.
He won't let you get near him and tells his friend he wants to go home.
Mr. Smith, I just want to examine you so that...
The patient becomes very agitated and tells you to stay away.
I'm going to need some help. Are there any EMTs, police, or male nurses around?
There are two EMTs, a male nurse, and a policewoman in the department.
I would like this patient to be restrained. Put him on the cart and tie his wrists and ankles to the cart.
We have leather restraints. Do you want us to use them?
Yes, and after he's restrained, start an IV of 1,000 cc's D5 and normal saline, but draw blood for lab first, and give him a 100 milligram bolus of thiamine, followed by a 50 cc bolus of 50% glucose. Then put him on 2 liters of oxygen, a pulse oximeter, and a cardiac monitor.
The patient is restrained, and your orders have been carried out.
Is there any response to the thiamine or glucose?
No. As a matter of fact, he is more agitated than he was before.
Give him lorazepam 2 milligrams IV push and add an ampule of MVI to his IV. I'd also like him to be given 4 grams of magnesium sulfate over a 1 to 2 hour period.
How fast do you want the IV to run?
At 100 cc's per hour.
The patient has quieted since the lorazepam was given. Lab is here. What blood tests do you want run?
CBC, glucose, and lights, including a magnesium level, and also get a blood alcohol level. Better include a tox screen, too. Make sure the tox screen is ordered stat.
The nurse wants to know if you want her to call the detox unit and get a bed for him.
No, I do not. I'd like her to undress the patient and let me see a monitor strip.
The monitor shows a sinus tachycardia, and your patient is undressed.
I'd like to start at the head and check for evidence of injury.
What are you looking for?
Any swelling, depression, or tenderness of the face or scalp.
There is none.
Are there any bruises or abrasions?
No.
When I check the pupils, are they equal and reactive to light and accommodation?
Pupils are equal and reactive to light, but you can't test EOMs because the patient is still groggy from the Valium.
And the fundi?
There are multiple old hemorrhages bilaterally. The disc margins are not sharp.
What about the mouth and posterior pharynx?
You smell alcohol on his breath. The oral cavity is dry, and the tongue is beefy red.
Now I'll check his chest. Any signs of injury either on inspection or palpation?
No.
Heart sounds and lung sounds?
They are normal.
And the abdomen, is it soft and non-tender?
Yes, it is. The Valium is wearing off, and he swears at you as you are palpating his abdomen.
Is there any guarding or rebound?
There is no guarding or rebound.
Are there any masses or organomegaly?
No masses. The liver edge is palpable 2 centimeters below the costal margin, and your patient is becoming more agitated.
How about his extremities? Is he moving all of them?
Yes, he is fighting the restraints, and he is very agitated.
Give him another 5 milligrams of Valium IV.
That's being given. Your lab work is back.
Well, the white count is 14,000 with a normal differential. Hemoglobin is 10.5 grams. Glucose is 65 milligrams per cent. That was before we gave him the glucose bolus. Blood alcohol is 0.15. And the serum potassium is 2.1. The magnesium is 0.9, normal range being 1.8 to 2.4. I'd like this patient to have some potassium. Add 30 milliequivalents potassium chloride to his IV.
That has been given. The patient's friend, Joe, would like to leave, and he wants to know if you need him anymore.
I would like to talk to him again. Joe, you said you found him this morning babbling and not making sense. Is this something new?
Yes, he was fine yesterday. Well, not fine, really. He hasn't been eating much, and he had been vomiting, but he does that sometimes.
But he's usually coherent and doesn't talk gibberish or anything.
Oh, no, Doc. He's never been out of his head before, and he's so mean. That's not like him. What's wrong with him, Doc?
Well, I think part of the problem is due to his drinking, but there might be something else going on, too. Do you know if he's fallen or injured his head recently?
Well, he falls a lot, you know. Says he's clumsy, but I don't remember him ever hurting himself.
I think we better get a head CT to rule out a subdural hematoma.
The scan is ordered. Do you want anything else?
No, I don't think so.
While the patient is in the radiology department, he has a grand mal seizure, and you are called to see him.
Does he have an oral airway in?
Nothing has been done.
Insert an oral airway and give the patient another 2 milligrams of lorazepam IV.
The lorazepam is given, and he is still seizing.
Give him another 2 milligrams.
The seizure is stopped, but the patient is not breathing.
Insert an oral airway if it's not already in and bag the patient for a few minutes. Is he breathing on his own now?
Yes, but he is still unconscious.
Put him on 6 liters O2 and suction him frequently. If he doesn't wake up in the next couple of minutes, I'll intubate him.
The radiologist shows you the CT scan results, which reveal a panhemispheric collection of blood on the right side of the brain. There is a crescent moon-shaped displacement of the brain away from the inner table of the skull that is associated with a midline shift of the brain to the left and diffuse cerebral edema.
This patient needs to be hyperventilated. I'll need to intubate him and put him on a respirator at a tidal volume of 800 cc's and a respiratory rate of 20 per minute. When this is done, elevate the head of the stretcher. I'd like to speak to the neurosurgeon now, and I think I should talk to the internist on call.
Do you want a bed for him?
He'll need an ICU bed.
We are paging the neurosurgeon now. The internist is on the phone. His name is Dr. Sullivan.
Dr. Sullivan, this is Dr. Johnson. I have a patient, an alcoholic, with a subdural hematoma. The neurosurgeon is being called. He is also in withdrawal with hypokalemia and hypomagnesemia. He'll be in the ICU after his surgery.
Dr. Sullivan has agreed to admit the patient. Dr. Nelson, the neurosurgeon, is on the phone.
Dr. Nelson, this is Dr. Johnson. I have a patient in the emergency department with a subdural hematoma confirmed by a CT scan. The CT also demonstrates a midline shift and diffuse cerebral edema. The patient is in early withdrawal and has an electrolyte imbalance, which is being corrected. He is hypokalemic and hypomagnesemic. He is intubated and being hyperventilated to correct his increased intracranial pressure. Dr. Sullivan has been called, and he will assume the medical care of this patient.
How is he now?
He had a grand mal seizure a few minutes ago and is postictal at the moment.
It sounds like he's in major withdrawal.
Possibly, although seizures can occur in both minor and major withdrawal. Would you like me to administer Lasix and or mannitol at this time?
What is the pupillary exam at this time?
The pupils are equal and reactive to light.
No, don't give diuretics unless the patient deteriorates clinically. I'll be there in just a few minutes.
Okay, I'll notify the OR.
Thank you. This case is now over.